PHP from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. This recording was last updated on November 23, 2011. PHP is a general-purpose server-side scripting language originally designed for web development to produce dynamic web pages. For this purpose, PHP code is embedded into the HTML source document and interpreted by a web server with a PHP processor module, which generates the web page document. It also has evolved to include a command line interface capability and can be used in standalone graphical applications. PHP can be deployed on most web servers and as a standalone interpreter on almost every operating system and platform free of charge. There is also commercial software such as RAD-PHP, a rapid application development framework for the PHP language. A competitor to Microsoft's Active Server Pages, ASP, server-side script engine, and similar languages, PHP is installed on more than 20 million websites and 1 million web servers. PHP was originally created by Rasmus Lerdorf in 1995. The main implementation of PHP is now produced by the PHP Group and serves as the de facto standard for PHP, as there is no formal specification. PHP is free software released under the PHP license, which is incompatible with the GNU General Public License, GPL, due to restrictions on the usage of the term PHP. While PHP originally stood for Personal Homepage, it is now said to stand for PHP Hypertext Preprocessor, a recursive acronym. Contents. Section 1, History. Section 2, Usage. Section 3, Security. Section 4, Syntax. Section 5, Speed Optimization. Section 6, Compilers. Section 7, Resources. Section 1, History. PHP development began in 1994 when the Danish Greenlandic programmer Rasmus Lerdorf initially created a set of Perl scripts he called Personal Homepage Tools to maintain his personal homepage. The scripts performed tasks such as displaying his resume and recording his webpage traffic. Lerdorf initially announced the release of PHP on the comp.infosystems.www.authoring.cgi Usenet discussion group on June 8, 1995. Zeev Sursky and Andy Gutmans, two Israeli developers at the Technicon IIT, rewrote the parser in 1997 and formed the base of PHP 3, changing the language's name to the recursive initialism PHP Hypertext Preprocessor. Afterwards, public testing of PHP 3 began, and the official launch came in June 1998. Sursky and Gutmans then started a new rewrite of PHP's core, producing the Zend engine in 1999. They also founded Zend Technologies in Ramat Gan, Israel. A new major version has been under development alongside PHP 5 for several years. This version was originally planned to be released as PHP 6 as a result of its significant changes, which included plans for full Unicode support. However, Unicode support took developers much longer to implement than previously thought, and the decision was made in March 2010 to move the project to a branch, with features still under development moved to the trunk. Changes in the new code include the removal of register globals, magic quotes, and safe mode. The reason for the removals was that register globals had opened security holes by intentionally allowing runtime data injection, and the use of magic quotes had an unpredictable nature. Instead, to escape characters, magic quotes may be replaced with the add slashes function, or, more appropriately, an escape mechanism specific to the database vendor itself, like MySQL real escape string for MySQL. Functions that will be removed in future versions and have been deprecated in PHP 5.3 will produce a warning if used. many high-profile open-source projects ceased to support PHP 4 in new code as of February 5, 2008, because of the Go PHP 5 initiative, produced by a consortium of PHP developers promoting the transition from PHP 4 to PHP 5. As of 2011, PHP does not have native support for Unicode or multibyte strings. Unicode support is under development for a future version of PHP, and will allow strings as well as class, method, and function names to contain non-ASCII characters. PHP interpreters are available on both 32-bit and 64-bit operating systems, but on Microsoft Windows, the only official distribution is a 32-bit implementation, requiring Windows 32-bit compatibility mode while using Internet Information Services, IIS, on a 64-bit Windows platform. Experimental 64-bit versions of PHP 5.3.0 were briefly available for MS Windows, but have since been removed. Section 1.1, Licensing. PHP is free software released under the PHP license, which insists the following, quote, products derived from this software may not be called PHP, nor may PHP appear in their name, without prior written permission from group@php.net. You may indicate that your software works in conjunction with PHP by saying foo for PHP, instead of calling it PHP foo or PHP foo, end quote. This restriction on use of the name PHP makes it incompatible with the GNU General Public License, or GPL. Section 1.2, Release History. Version 1.0.0, released on June 8, 1995, officially called Personal Homepage Tools, PHP Tools. This is the first use of the name PHP. Version 2.0.0, released on November 1, 1997, considered by its creator as the fastest and simplest tool for creating dynamic web pages. Version 3.0.0, released on June 6, 1998. Development moves from one person to multiple developers. Zeev Sarasky and Andy Gutmans rewrite the base for this version. Version 3.0.18, released on October 20, 2000, the latest release of the PHP 3 series. Version 4.0.0, released on May 22, 2000, added more advanced two-stage parse-execute tag parsing system called Zendegin. Version 4.1.0, released on December 10, 2001, introduced superglobals. Version 4.2.0, released on April 22, 2002, disabled register globals by default. Data received over the network is not inserted directly into the global namespace anymore, closing possible security holes in applications. Version 4.3.0, released on December 27, 2002, introduced the CLI in addition to the CGI. Version 4.4.0, released on July 11, 2005, added man pages for PHP IIs and PHP config scripts. Version 4.4.9, released on August 7, 2008. Security enhancements and bug fixes. The last release of the PHP 4.4 series. Version 5.0.0, released on July 13, 2004. Zendegin 2 with a new object model. Version 5.1.0, released on November 24, 2005. Performance improvements with the introduction of compiler variables in re-engineered PHP engine. Added PHP data objects, PDO, as a consistent interface for accessing databases. Version 5.2.0, released on November 2, 2006. Enabled the filter extension by default. Native JSON support. Version 5.2.17, released on January 6, 2011. Fix of critical vulnerability connected to floating point. Version 5.3.0, released on June 30, 2009. Namespace support, late static bindings, jump label, limited go-to, native closures, native PHP archive, FAR, garbage collection for circular references, improved Windows support, SQLite 3, MySQL ND as a replacement for libmysql as the underlying library for the extensions that work with MySQL, file info as a replacement for MIME Magic for better MIME support, the internationalization extension, and deprecation of EREG extension. Version 5.3.1, released on November 19, 2009. Over 100 bug fixes, some of which were security fixes. Version 5.3.2, released on March 4, 2010, includes a large number of bug fixes. Version 5.3.3, released on July 22, 2010, mainly bug and security fixes, FPM SAPI. Version 5.3.4, released on December 10, 2010, mainly bug and security fixes, improvements to FPM SAPI. Version 5.3.5, released on January 6, 2011. Fix of critical vulnerability connected to floating point. Version 5.3.6, released on March 10, 2011. Over 60 bug fixes that were reported in the previous version. Version 5.3.7, released on August 18, 2011. This release focuses on improving the stability of the PHP 5.3 branch, with over 90 bug fixes, some of which are security-related. Version 5.3.8, released on August 23, 2011. This release fixes two issues introduced in the PHP 5.3.7 release. Version 5.4.0, Release Candidate 1, released on November 11, 2011. Trait support. Remove the following items. Register globals, safe mode, allow call time pass reference, session register, session unregister, and session is registered. Several improvements to existing features. Version 6. No release date set. The development of PHP 6 has been delayed because the developers have decided the current approach to handling of instance Unicode is not a good one, and are considering alternate ways in the next version of PHP. The updates that were intended for PHP 6 were added to PHP 5.3, namespace support, late static bindings, lambda functions, closures, and goto, and PHP 5.4, traits, and closure rebinding instead. Beginning on June 28, 2011, the PHP group began following a timeline for when new versions of PHP will be released. Under this timeline, at least one release should occur every month. Every 1 year, a minor release should occur, which can include new features. Every minor release should at least have 2 years of security and bug fixes, followed by at least 1 year of only security fixes, for a total of a 3-year release process for every minor release. No new features, unless small and self-contained, will be introduced into a minor release during the 3-year release process. Section 2. Usage. PHP is a general-purpose scripting language that is especially suited to server-side web development, where PHP generally runs on a web server. Any PHP code in a requested file is executed by the PHP runtime, usually to create dynamic web page content or dynamic images used on websites or elsewhere. It can also be used as command line scripting and client-side GUI applications. PHP can be deployed on most web servers, many operating systems and platforms, and can be used with many relational database management systems, RDBMS. It is available free of charge, and the PHP group provides the complete source code for users to build, customize, and extend for their own uses. PHP acts primarily as a filter, taking input from the file or stream containing text and/or PHP instructions, and outputting another stream of data. Most commonly, the output will be HTML. Since PHP 4, the PHP parser compiles input to produce bytecode for processing by the Zend engine, giving improved performance over its interpreter predecessor. Originally designed to create dynamic web pages, PHP now focuses mainly on server-side scripting, and it is similar to other server-side scripting languages that provide dynamic content from a web server to a client, such as Microsoft's ASP.NET, Sun Microsystems' Java Server Pages, and Mod Perl. PHP has also attracted the development of many frameworks that provide building blocks and a design structure to promote rapid application development, RAD. Some of these include CakePHP, Symfony, CodeIgniter, and Zend Framework, offering features similar to other web application frameworks. The LAMP architecture has become popular in the web industry as a way of deploying web applications. PHP is commonly used as the P in this bundle, alongside Linux, Apache, and MySQL, although the P may also refer to Python or Perl, or some combination of the three. Similar packages are also available for Windows and Mac OS X, then called WAMP and MAMP, with the first letter standing for the respective operating system. As of April 2007, over 20 million internet domains had web services hosted on servers with PHP installed, and ModPHP was recorded as the most popular Apache HTTP server module. PHP is used as the server-side programming language on 75% of all web servers. Web content management systems written in PHP include MediaWiki, Joomla, EasyPublish, WordPress, Drupal, and Moodle. All websites created using these tools are written in PHP, including the user-facing portion of Wikipedia, Facebook, and Dig. Section 3. Security. Vulnerabilities are caused mostly by not following best practice programming rules. Technical security flaws on the language itself, or of its core libraries, are not frequent, 23 in 2008, and about 1% of the total. Recognizing that programmers cannot be trusted, some languages include taint checking to detect automatically the lack of input validation, which induces many issues. Such a feature is being developed for PHP, but its inclusion in a release has been rejected several times in the past. Hosting PHP applications on a server requires careful and constant attention to deal with these security risks. There are advanced protection patches, such as Suhozin and Hardening Patch, especially designed for web hosting environments. Section 4. Syntax. The PHP interpreter only executes PHP code within its delimiters. Anything outside its delimiters is not processed by PHP, although non-PHP text is still subject to control structures described within PHP code. The most common delimiters are less than question mark PHP to open a PHP code section and question mark greater than to close the section. You can also enclose PHP code in an HTML script tag, with the language attribute being set to PHP. Opening with either less than question mark or less than question mark equals, and closing with question mark greater than, is used to echo back a string or variable. ASP-style short forms can also be used to echo back a value. These forms open in either less than percent or less than percent equals, and end in percent greater than. While short delimiters are used, they make script files less portable, as support for them can be disabled in the PHP configuration, and so they are discouraged. The purpose of all these delimiters is to separate PHP code from non-PHP code, including HTML. The first form of delimiters, less than question mark PHP and question mark greater than, in XHTML and other XML documents, creates correctly formed XML processing instructions. This means that the resulting mixture of PHP code and other markup in the server-side file is itself well-formed XML. Variables are prefixed with a dollar symbol, and a type does not need to be specified in advance. Unlike function and class names, variable names are case-sensitive. Both double-quoted and here-doc strings provide the ability to interpolate a variable's value into the string. PHP treats new lines as whitespace, in the manner of a free-form language, except when inside string quotes, and statements are terminated by a semicolon. PHP has three types of comment syntax. Forward slash asterisk, asterisk forward slash, marks block and inline comments. Forward slash, as well as the pound symbol, are used for one-line comments. The echo statement is one of several facilities PHP provides to output text, for example, to a web browser. In terms of keywords and language syntax, PHP is similar to most high-level languages that follow the C-style syntax. If conditions, for and while loops, and function returns are similar in syntax to languages such as C, C++, Java, and Perl. For more information on PHP syntax, please see the Wikipedia article PHP Syntax and Semantics. Section 4.1, Data Types. PHP stores whole numbers in a platform-dependent range, either a 64-bit or 32-bit signed integer, equivalent to the C language long type. Unsigned integers are converted to signed values in certain situations. This behavior is different from other programming languages. Integer variables can be assigned using decimal, positive or negative, octal, and hexadecimal notations. Floating point numbers are also stored in a platform-specific range. They can be specified using floating point notation, or two forms of scientific notation. PHP has a native Boolean type that is similar to the native Boolean types in Java and C++. Using the Boolean type conversion rules, non-zero values are interpreted as true and zero as false, as in Perl and C++. The null data type represents a variable that has no value. The only value in the null data type is null. Variables of the resource type represent references to resources from external sources. These are typically created by functions from a particular extension, and can only be processed by functions from the same extension. Examples include file, image, and database resources. Arrays can contain elements of any type that PHP can handle, including resources, objects, and even other arrays. Order is preserved in lists of values and in hashes with both keys and values, and the two can be intermingled. PHP supports strings, which can be used with single quotes, double quotes, nowdoc, or heredoc syntax. The standard PHP library, SPL, attempts to solve standard problems and implements efficient data access interfaces and classes. Section 4.2, Functions. PHP has hundreds of base functions and thousands more via extensions. These functions are well documented on the PHP site. However, the built-in library has a wide variety of naming conventions and inconsistencies. PHP currently has no functions for thread programming, although it does support multiprocess programming on POSIX systems. To see example code which creates a function, please see the Wikipedia page. Section 4.2.1, PHP 5.2 and earlier. Functions are not first-class functions, and can only be referenced by their name, directly or dynamically by a variable containing the name of the function. User-defined functions can be created at any time, without being prototyped. Functions can be defined inside code blocks, permitting a runtime decision as to whether or not a function should be defined. Function calls must use parentheses, with the exception of zero-argument class constructor functions, called with the PHP new operator, where parentheses are optional. PHP supports quasi-anonymous functions through the createFunction function, although they are not true anonymous functions because anonymous functions are nameless, but functions can only be referenced by name or indirectly through a variable in PHP. Section 4.2.2, PHP 5.3 and newer. PHP gains support for closures. True anonymous functions are supported using the following syntax. Please see the Wikipedia page for a code sample. Here, the getAdder function creates a closure using the parameter x. The keyword use imports a variable from the lexical context, which takes an additional argument y and returns it to the caller. Such a function is a first-class object, meaning that it can be stored in a variable, passed as a parameter to another function, etc. The goto flow control statement is used as follows. Please see the Wikipedia article for the code sample. When the flock function is called, PHP opens a file and tries to lock it. The target label retry defines the point to which execution should return if flock is unsuccessful and goto retry is called. The goto statement is restricted and requires that the target label be in the same file and context. Goto is supported since PHP 5.3. Section 4.3, Objects. Basic object-oriented programming functionality was added in PHP 3 and improved in PHP 4. Object handling was completely rewritten for PHP 5, expanding the feature set and enhancing performance. In previous versions of PHP, objects were handled like value types. The drawback of this method was that the whole object was copied when a variable was assigned or passed as a parameter to a method. In the new approach, objects are referenced by handle and not by value. PHP 5 introduced private and protected member variables and methods, along with abstract classes and final classes, as well as abstract methods and final methods. It also introduced a standard way of declaring constructors and destructors, similar to that of other object-oriented languages, such as C++, and a standard exception handling model. Furthermore, PHP 5 added interfaces and allowed for multiple interfaces to be implemented. There are special interfaces that allow objects to interact with the runtime system. Objects implementing array access can be used with array syntax, and objects implementing iterator or iterator aggregate can be used with the for each language construct. There is no virtual table feature in the engine, so static variables are bound with a name instead of a reference at compile time. If the developer creates a copy of an object using the reserved word clone, the Zend engine will check if a __clone method has been defined or not. If not, it will call a default __clone method, which will copy the object's properties. If a __clone method is defined, then it will be responsible for setting the necessary properties in the created object. For convenience, the engine will supply a function that imports the properties of the source object, so that the programmer can start with a by-value replica of the source object and only override properties that need to be changed. Please see the Wikipedia page for a basic code sample of object-oriented programming in PHP. Section 4.3.1, Visibility of Properties and Methods. The visibility of PHP properties and methods refers to visibility in PHP. It is defined using the keywords public, private, and protected. The default is public, if only var is used. VAR is a synonym for public. Items declared public can be accessed everywhere. Protected limits access to inherited classes and to the class that defines the item. Private limits visibility only to the class that defines the item. Objects of the same type have access to each other's private and protected members, even though they are not the same instance. PHP's member visibility features have sometimes been described as highly useful. However, they have also sometimes been described as, at best, irrelevant, and at worst, positively harmful. Section 5. Speed Optimization. PHP source code is compiled on the fly to an internal format that can be executed by the PHP engine. In order to speed up execution time and not have to compile the PHP source code every time the web page is accessed, PHP scripts can also be deployed in executable format using a PHP compiler. Code optimizers aim to enhance the performance of the compiled code by reducing its size, merging redundant instructions, and making other changes that can reduce the execution time. With PHP, there are often opportunities for code optimization. An example of a code optimizer is the eAccelerator PHP extension. Another approach for reducing compilation overhead for PHP servers is using an opcode cache. Opcode caches work by caching the compiled form of a PHP script, opcodes, in shared memory to avoid the overhead of parsing and compiling the code every time the script runs. An opcode cache, APC, will be built into an upcoming release of PHP. Opcode caching and code optimization can be combined for best efficiency, as the modifications do not depend on each other. They happen in distinct stages of the compilation. Section 6. Compilers. The PHP language was originally implemented as an interpreter. Several compilers now exist, which decouple the PHP language from the interpreter. Advantages of compilation include better execution speed, static analysis, and improved interoperability with code written in other languages. PHP compilers of note include Phalanger, which compiles PHP into CIL bytecode, and HipHop, developed at Facebook and now available as open source, which transforms the PHP script into C++, then compiles it, reducing server load up to 50%. Section 7. Resources. PHP includes free and open source libraries with the core build. PHP is a fundamentally internet-aware system with modules built in for accessing FTP servers, many database servers, embedded SQL libraries such as embedded PostgreSQL, MySQL, and SQLite, LDAP servers, and others. Many functions familiar to C programmers, such as those in the STDIO family, are available in the standard PHP build. PHP allows developers to write extensions in C to add functionality to the PHP language. These can then be compiled into PHP or loaded dynamically at runtime. Extensions have been written to add support for the Windows API, process management on Unix-like operating systems, multi-byte strings, Unicode, curl, and several popular compression formats. Some more unusual features include integration with Internet Relay Chat, dynamic generation of images and Adobe Flash content, and even speech synthesis. The PHP Extension Community Library, PECL, project is a repository for extensions to the PHP language. Xen provides a certification exam for programmers to become certified PHP developers. You have just finished listening to PHP from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. This recording was last updated on November 23, 2011. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/ licenses/by-sa/3.0.